Yeah, well, that'll have Aubrey read.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
So,
that's a great one. I can't wait to listen to that.
And of course, I ended on one, which I hadn't done before, but you'll see it's very much a ending kind of a quote.
Sure.
What was I going to tell you? Something else.
Other than maybe rocks clanging and train noises and the music we have, any other sounds you want in this one?
Other sounds? The only other thing I could think of is when she, the reason I put this thing in here about their holidays and celebrations, she talks about mariachis and tamales, and I could, you know, a little mariachi music, I don't know. I think that could... I guess that's about it.
You said you might do it twice. Do you want to do it right now, or you mean upon listening to an edit of it?
What do you think?
I mean, that seemed fine to me.
If it seems fine to you, I'm not sure I could do anything else to it. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to work, and Suzanne has been letting me record at her house, which I really find helpful because I'm still trying to find the exact way to get into that voice that's not NPR, but is much less a reading voice than it is, I don't know what you call that, but you know, storytelling. And obviously, the more you read it, the more comfortable you get with the language. And it is the language I've written, so you'd think I could get pretty comfortable pretty quick.
Still, even for me, like when I do the news hour, it's hard to read my script without sounding like I'm reading.
Yeah, that's where you want to get to.
Yeah.
I kind of have this little mantra in the back of my head where I say, serve the story. Mm. Where, you know, you're just like... take your ego out of it and just let the words speak for themselves. But it is sometimes, I mean, it's an old habit, right? Anyway, what's the production timeline like? I am curious to hear a whole one.
Yeah, you bet. I need to just finish one.
And I mean, there's no rush in my book, but
sure.
I wonder if I hear a whole one.
That's going to inform how you do that.
I'm going to think to myself, oh, if I know it was going to sound like this, I would have done that. But I doubt it. But
I ought to get one done here shortly. I had Tuesday set aside to be at the archives, and I did two of them, and it was glorious, you know, and I got a lot done. That's when I mixed all the music and finished that part of it, and then...
somebody found out you were there.
Well, then the Zulus came, and they wanted to do a show... Welcome, one of the main radio guys.
Yeah.
You know, he has a show on Nongoma FM at noon on Tuesdays. So now I pick him up at 3:45 in the morning, and then we're on the air from 4 a.m. to 5:30.
Holy shit.
And so the first...
that is dedication.
Well, they wanted to do it, and I'm happy to accommodate the request, and we have three more episodes, and then off on Tuesdays back. But we did the first one that way, and then I went to the archives, and I was just wiped out.
Yeah, sure.
So now I've been getting off the air at 5:30 and sleeping until, like, 10, and then getting up and doing the whole day, you know. Anyway, so when they're gone, I'm hoping to return to my regular Tuesdays there, and I can turn my attention to this. I've also been producing some of Dick's shows.
Oh, yeah.
Those to completion. There's 60 of those recorded, you know.
Have you finished any of those?
One of them I have.
Maybe I could maybe listen to that too.
Yeah.
Scoot that over to me if you would.
Yeah.